Here's the thing. I think we all have very unique ways that we came into the business. And but it's kind of funny that you mentioned real estate over there. I noticed that there's a lot of people in the internet marketing or network marketing that have backgrounds in real estate. What do you think it is?
When you get into real estate, you're used to big checks. You know, we would get $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a month coming in. When you've learned the power of making that level of income, you can't go back to average. And so it also gives you a freedom and a flexibility. And you have such a hustle. I was just talking to somebody about real estate. When you have to have a closing by the end of the month to feed your kids, you know how to go out and make things happen.
Right.
And what I find, especially from that recession stage, were people just like me. They were like, listen, there's no way I can get a job making $8 an hour, $10 an hour. I have to find something comparable to what I'm used to with this lifestyle, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. And so, you know, that hustle is there. The commitment is there, and the investment is there. We know what it's like to invest in yourself because you spend thousands of dollars in real estate to build your brand and all this stuff. Yeah. So it's an equal mentality. You understand investing in yourself, putting forth the effort, and reaping a big return, not just minimal, mediocre returns, but big returns. So, yeah.
So they understand the hustle. They understand the hustle and the need for investment.
Yeah, they understand the hustle. And the thing about this is the difference between real estate offline and real estate online, or offline being in a real estate market versus online marketing, right, is this online real estate. Yes. We have the ability to create a presence and create income all over the world every single minute of the day, right, by creating as much real estate on the internet as possible. And so that in and of itself puts us in position to like do what we got to do. Like we're literally, my husband and I, we just had a meeting about some stuff that we're setting up now for our kids to start building their own businesses online.
Absolutely.
So it's similar money, and it has a similar impression, long-term income if you do it right online, if you build the right real estate online.
Absolutely, and that's why I coined the term back in 2012, I think 11, actually more like 10, network marketing 2.0, which involves internet marketing, network marketing, as well as real estate investing. That's my background. That's what I believe in. That's how I got into the game too, back in 2004 and 5. And even though I took a break because of the recession back in 2009 from real estate, it never left me, you know, I didn't have peace until I went back into it. So I'm glad that you touched on that because it's all one of the same, pretty much same. And people in real estate that understand it traditionally right now, I'm telling them, when it comes to brand building, you know, like Ray Higgins said, you don't have to build your brand online, but you also don't have to dominate. If you want to dominate, then that's absolutely what you need to do. Available on iTunes and YouTube.com. Watch full interview with the link inside of the post. And please subscribe today. Thanks.